Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Maggie today. We're getting your reactions to the DNC, what your favorite part was. 855-752-4842. You can call in or text. We got a text from Liz from Saukville. I loved soon-to-be President Harris's acceptance speech, she said. My husband and I watched all days, and it was electrifying. So excited. And she said, Michelle Obama was my fave. I loved Michelle Obama's speech, too, especially the line about Trump is running for what soon may be a black job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a killer. So I'm happy to be joined for the next 15 minutes or so by Tara Johnson. Tara Johnson is running for the Wisconsin Assembly in the 96th District. Tara Johnson, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Matt, great to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Well, you know, when I saw that you won the primary there and that you're running there up in the 96th District, I wanted to get hold of you because I had run into you a couple times. We did some panels together in the battle fight gerrymandering. And so, and I was always impressed with you. Of course, you were one of the leaders of the La Crosse County Board for many years. And then I went to your website. I see that you were the former executive director of the United Way of La Crosse for a long time as well. So I wanted you to be able to tell our listeners, you know, why you're running for the assembly.
Great. Well, thanks for the opportunity. And I remember fondly those days of Fair Maps roundtables and really helping folks in, you know, what is now the new 96th Assembly District really express their concerns and raise questions and make it clear that there were others that shared their values for those fair maps. And really, that's kind of the first part of the answer to your question why I'm running is there are new maps, right? So I, for the longest time, lived in the 94th Assembly District, was represented by Steve Doyle, who is a personal friend and a mentor of mine and preceded me as chair of the La Crosse County Board. So no reason to be interested in running for the Assembly because Steve was my rep. When Governor Evers signed the new Fair Maps legislation, that changed everything, obviously, in Wisconsin. But in this part of the state, it meant that those of us in the southwest corner of La Crosse County got drawn into the new 96th with the good folks in Vernon County. And the old 96th was a very red gerrymandered district that included Vernon County, but they were really kind of tethered to very red parts of Monroe County and Crawford County. So anyway, new maps is the first part of the answer. That's why I'm running, is that I've been drawn into the new 96th. And the other part is that this is the work that I have always done. You mentioned United Way work, county board work. I really have spent my life trying to build community wherever it is that I lived, and was able to work with lots of good people in every community that I've lived in to solve problems and address emerging needs. And in the United Way system, that often meant raising money and funding agencies and programs that helped new immigrants to our country, helped really the most vulnerable populations through the United Way system. And then when I retired from United Way after our second child was born, I was able to stay home with our kids and decided to, I will just note that expensive childcare was part of that decision, right? Mm. Not-for-profit salaries aren't always the best to be able to cover those kinds of expenses. But anyway, I was home with kids and decided that I really wanted to stay involved in the community. And the way that I chose to do that was to run for the La Crosse County Board. So ran first in 2000 and was elected until each successive term until 2020, when I decided to not seek re-election. And so in the county board world, same kind of thing, solving problems, addressing needs. You have to work with whoever else comes to the table to do that work. And in a county like La Crosse County, that means folks from very rural parts and, you know, very, very different perspectives and political points of view. And we were able to get really good stuff done, kept, you know, a line on taxes. La Crosse County's always, you know, been a very low per capita tax county, but we still have very progressive programs, especially in criminal justice and in public health. And, you know, we have a green landfill. And anyway, I can go on about that, but it really just, this run for the 96th Assembly District continues the work that I have been doing my whole life of advocating for issues, giving voice to folks who don't have a voice in the process, and trying to get set. Sorry.
Get stuff civic. Done would be fine.
Get stuff. Okay. Get stuff done. Yeah.
Tara, tell me, you mentioned issues. What issues are most important to you when you're knocking on doors or talking to people in small groups?
Well, this is one of the really great affirmations of this process is I had a list of priorities set to talk to folks about at doors and, you know, at events. And as I think it not just luck would have it, but again, this fair maps redrawing would have it, that when I'm knocking on doors, people are saying to me, they have the same priority concerns. And they absolutely are not, you know, there's kind of a cluster at the top, right? I wouldn't necessarily put them in rank order, but for sure, economic issues. So affordable housing, affordable childcare, especially in Vernon County, transportation is a really deep need. So getting to and from appointments, getting kids to and from school, getting to work. So I would cluster those together, transportation, affordable childcare, and affordable housing. But also I hear very often at doors, Matt, about a lot of frustration and concern about funding for public education. And in particular, really profound frustration and you know, deep concern about the voucher system that is siphoning millions and millions of dollars away from public school systems in the K-12 system. But I would also say that I hear a lot about technical college funding, UW system funding as well. So public education funding, and then choice, reproductive freedom. There are a lot of folks in this district who look like me. We are gray-haired and female. And it does, I mean, it's not, this is not an issue that is exclusive to us. But there are a lot of folks who are very, very profoundly concerned about reproductive freedom nationally, but especially in the state. And this is, you know, such a sharp point of contrast between me and the incumbent, who not only supports the 1849 law that has a 20-week ban on abortion, he would prefer that it's a 14-week ban. And so I would say those are the top tier issues that I hear about knocking on doors. And for me, again, affirmation, and thankfully, those are the same issues that got me interested in the seat in the first place.
I'm speaking with Tara Johnson, who's running as a Democrat in the 96th Assembly District. Your opponent, Lauren Oldenburg, are you guys going to have a debate?
I believe that the League of Women Voters is going to host one, yes.
Well, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And yeah. You think he's vulnerable on the issue of reproductive freedom? Are there other issues you think he's vulnerable on?
Well, I think he's also very vulnerable on the public education funding because he is a voucher supporter. You know, I think in general that the real issue in this race is this set of values that the incumbent is really not a holder of the same values that the majority of folks in the district hold, I believe. And again, it goes back to the fair maps, Matt, right? Like this is where you and I met each other, was doing those forums that you talked about. But the maps have changed so significantly here that, you know, the old 96th was a 61-62% Republican-leaning district. And, you know, now it's squarely on, you know, the flip column. Governor Evers won this with 58% of the vote in 2022. President Biden won in 2020 with almost 56% of the vote. So the new 96th Assembly District is a Democratic district, and it is imperative that we elect a Democrat to represent us. And we absolutely deserve to have someone who shares those values. So just the maps themselves make this a really tough district for the incumbent to hang on to. Then when you get to the issues, there's just so much. He is very much a follower of Robin Voss. In the 6 years that Representative Oldenburg has been in office, I think there are three votes that he has cast that were different from Robin Voss. Three in 6 years.
So he's been in Voss's pocket.
Yes.
Tell me, Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, is that going to help you, do you think?
I do think it does. I mean, it's very exciting. I know you've been talking with folks about the DNC. I can tell you that at doors, again, full respect to President Biden and his legacy and his leadership and the transformational work that his administration has done. But I can tell you that on doors, a couple of months ago, it was, there was a different feel to doors. Keep in mind, I'm knocking on Dem doors, right, for a Dem primary. But when President Biden decided to step aside and Vice President Harris moved into that, to be our nominee, the energy at doors, the energy in the Dem party office, the energy at events, just completely shifted. And I think, so yes, I think having Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, and I will say her teammate, Coach Walls, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're in a part of Wisconsin that shares a border with Minnesota, and Tim Walls is well known to us in this part of Wisconsin. And there's a lot of excitement and energy there as well. And so, yes, I think it is a huge plus. I think Tammy Baldwin being on this ticket is a huge plus. And I hope that the fair maps and the new blue, beautiful 96th Assembly District is going to help up ballot as well, right? Like there are people who are engaged in the 96th race because of their excitement about the new legislative maps who I think are going to show up and vote and vote a Democratic ticket, and that will be a help up ballot as well.
And are you getting a lot of young people on campus interested as well?
Yeah, well, campus isn't very active right now because it's summertime, but I can tell you that our team, campaign manager, the interns who are working on our team, I think the oldest person is 27 years old, right? And in the Dem party office, there are volunteers, canvassers, all kinds of, people doing all kinds of volunteer jobs who represent the full age spectrum. And there are many young people who are showing up to help volunteer. So yes, it will make a difference. They'll be back in class after Labor Day and back on campus and hoping to engage more. Also we have Viterbo here, a private liberal arts college, and we have Western, one of the technical colleges. So this district is pretty rich with higher education institutions as well.
Tara, how can people get involved in your campaign?
Thanks for asking, Matt. TaraForWisconsin.com. So TaraFor, Wisconsin spelled out, .com.
And check out the podcast. There'll be a link to go right to her page.
Thanks so much, Tara, for being my guest. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild subbing in here for Maggie. We'll be taking your calls. Paul, I see you. I'll get you in a second.